We're back. Delighted to welcome back to our show our friend Karen Desai, the artistic director of International City Theater. Karen, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on your appointment as artistic director. I know that your husband, Shashin, led that so brilliantly and so creatively for many, many years. But the board turned the reins over to you last year, and this is your first season.
My first full season that I'm announcing and producing.
And you are also the director of the first show of this new season, which is God of Carnage, which is opening on Friday, January 27th, playing through February 19th, and previewing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before the opening. Why did you pick God of Carnage?
It's a fabulous play. And it's won the Olivier Award in London for Best Play, and it won the 2009 Tony Award for Best Play. And major hit on Broadway, and the Amundsen brought it out here last year, and it was one of their biggest hits ever. Major extensions. And I was on the phone right away with New York because I wanted that for Long Beach. I wanted it at ICT, and I know every regional theater in the United States is going to want to do that play.
So God of Carnage is about two families where their kids get into a little problem, and the parents are going to meet to solve the problem.
Absolutely, in New York. And the 11-year-old boys get into a little scuffle, and one hits the other and breaks a couple teeth, and the two sets of parents come together to resolve it, you know, nicely. And it all starts out polite and deteriorates quickly. And it's very funny. But, you know, it really addresses the civilized and the savage that resides in both.
And we read, sadly, about stories of Little League parents getting into altercations and bad things happening. And
yes,
what should be a sportsmanlike and a competitive but nonviolent environment. And people go over the edge sometimes.
They do. And it's certainly, the funny thing is about watching these adults and how and their communication skills or lack thereof, and how they when they're ready to express really what's going on inside them, yeah, how childlike they become.
They revert.
Yes, it's very amusing, but at the same time, it's very thought-provoking about your own way of communicating with the people that are closest to you, and how do you communicate, and do we communicate as mature adults?
Well, people are told you can't act like a kid anymore. You have to hold these things in check, act like an adult.
Yes.
Which means suppressing your real emotions and putting on the veneer of civilization.
That's right. And past generations, I think, did that better.
Yes.
You know, I mean, when I look at my
parents, British do it so well, yes, that you can't even, I mean, they're out of the womb, they're very civilized. Sorry, maybe that's not fair, but they do are very prim and proper.
Right, and that is necessary for society. And it's not that we shouldn't express, it's how you express. You know, and then you find, I think speech teachers and communication experts would find this play fascinating in how it's not so much what they say things that they have repressed come out. And there's a healthy way to communicate, obviously, and then there's the not healthy way.
You know, we learned as kids, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. But that is not true.
I agree with you.
Words can be devastating.
Yes.
Whether it's political or personal, words have incredible power.
Yes, they do. And different words have different meanings or different emotional response as well, depending on what your background is.
And in the next segment, we'll talk about your whole season, but the purpose of theater is to evoke emotions and to provide insights to the audience in part, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, when you walk away from the theater, you should have learned something about yourself or about others, and whether that's through comedy or drama or even a musical. I mean, it's about the human condition.
Yeah. And you heard Vanessa in our last segment say that theater was her favorite because it's that one-to-one relationship versus TV or film.
It's the most human art form there is because it's people to people.
People to
and
people.
It doesn't exist without actor and audience.
They need us. Well, we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment and look at the entire new season that Karen has put together in her first year as artistic director. Stay with us.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
People need a hero. They need something they can believe in. That's where Dog the Water Copper comes in.
Oh, no!
All right, you little trout sniffer. I've been watching you take a shower for the past 40 minutes. Think of all that water you're wasting.
Well, I mean, that's really weird, Dog. I'm totally naked right now.
Welcome back. Continuing our conversation with Karen Desai, Artistic Director of International City Theater. By the way, ICT performs at the Center Theater in downtown Long Beach, right behind the Terrace Theater on the corner of Ocean and Long Beach Boulevard. And it's a,
the Long Beach Performing Arts Center.
The Long Beach Performing Arts Center. And they are the resident professional theater company of Long Beach. And I know how tirelessly, Shasheen and you have worked to create this fantastic theatrical presence in our community.
Thank you, and it's ongoing, and there's so much more to be done.
Let's talk about your new season, and you've themed it this year, and it's called Adults Behaving Badly, and we certainly see how God of Carnage fits into that category. What are some of the other shows this season, Karen?
About adults behaving badly? Well, God of Carnage, very funny comedy. The Fix, it's a rock musical. It's a West Coast premiere, it's about politicians behaving badly.
Yes.
An ambitious woman who wants to be wife of the president, and he dies, and so she figures if she can't be wife to the president, she'll be the mother, and pushes her son.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very funny. But it's also very, it's a political year, so it really rings a bell about grooming a politician and what they say. And
I see one of your other shows, I guess it's closing the season, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Fine.
And we were blessed with having the late, great Nell Carter as a guest on our show several years ago when she was in town to
yes.
do the 30th anniversary of Raisin in the
yes.
Sun. And then sadly...
No, it was the musical Raisin she did with
the
us.
Musical version, yeah.
Yes.
And sadly, she died 6 days after taping our show, and but we all just kind of fell in love with her.
She was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was a big shock for us, too.
So you're bringing Ain't Misbehavin' into town. What a season. Opening with this God of Carnage and closing with Ain't Misbehavin'. How do you pick the shows that... there must be dozens or scores of shows you consider...
We have so many submissions, and we're at a place now, ICT will only accept agent submissions unless it's a writer we know, because there are just too many.
Sure.
too much available. And that doesn't mean
so
they're
you
all
sit down on
either.
Long weekends and you go through these scripts
all year long. Reading,
all year long, so ongoing.
Reading and other people are reading and making recommendations, and then it's the matter of, you know, you want to balance the season too, and it, thematically you can't have the same issue, even though you read both plays and you love both of them if they're addressing the same issue. And then also you don't want to do five dramas. You want to.
And you have to get the rights. Well. Some may not be available.
And then you're negotiating rights. Yes. Yeah.
So finally, you come up with the five, and you are actually directing the first show, God of Carnage. So you have talents as a director. Do you enjoy directing?
It's my favorite thing. That's what my MFA is in, directing. I went to school. That's what I wanted to do, direct.
Way back, you were an actor also, but you preferred directing to acting.
Yes, I made that choice.
And a little secret, but it's public, you were a student of a very famous artistic director.
Many years ago.
Many years ago. Well, but now the reins are in your hands for this this treasure that Shasheen spent so many years building. How does it make you feel?
Well, I'm excited by the challenge. I think it is a challenge, because there's so much to do, so much that I want to do. And Long Beach is a wonderful city, and it deserves a professional theater company. And I want to put Long Beach more on the map for what we do in professional theater, and bring recognition, national recognition, by the works we can do. And it takes a village. It takes all of us, because.
And it takes more people to physically go and support the wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Your great credit, you've been artistically true to your craft, and you haven't chosen to do things that you know could fill the house because of their commercial appeal, where they don't have some significant reason for doing them.
And that's not the role of theater in society. Yeah. So, we have companies that do that. So
yes, but God of Carnage looks like a lot of fun. So if you've never been to a performance at ICT, this would be a good one to dip your toe in the water, because it sounds like it's a hell of a lot of fun.
And a fabulous cast. We had thousands of submissions. I had calls from all over the nation, people wanting to do this show.
Really?
Yes. So the four people that were selected really earned their place at the table to do this show.
It's always fascinating to me, the number of applications you get for these roles. Not just you, but Playhouse does also. And some don't even pay. But actors need to act.
You can't develop your craft without that opportunity. Yes.
So thank God for actors.
Actors and writers. And that's some of the new works we do. You have to encourage the new artist, because who do you have down the road?
Well, we'll be back in a moment, Karen, but I just want to, in this segment, wish you every success with this responsibility. I know you take it very seriously.
Yes, I do.
And the board has kept it all in the family, but you are different from Shasheen, and you will inevitably put your own stamp on things. So
I sure hope so, and I have a wonderful board of directors to help me.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree, when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
I think we're fortunate to have in our community a performing arts company of the quality of International City Theater. And I think Karen and Shasheen should be applauded for their incredible devotion and hard work towards making this a reality. And Karen, as you assume the mantle this year, Godspeed and good luck. It's not easy, but we appreciate what you've been doing.
Thank you. That's very kind of you to say. Much appreciated.
And thank you all for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.